Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at some verses in chapters 5 through chapters 9 of the book of 2 Samuel. And I want to look at a thought, how to make things right. How do we make things right? How do we get right? How do we stay right? How do we make things right? Well, 2 Samuel chapter number 5 begins telling us that, let me give you a little background. Of course, Saul was the king of the people and was chosen by the people. And yet David, he was the king that was chosen by God Almighty. And under Saul's rule and reign, and under the first part of David's, the kingdom was divided. There was the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Northern kingdom was called Israel, and the southern kingdom was called Judah. Well, we come to a place here in 2 Samuel chapter number 5 when the people began to realize that it was God's plan for them to be a unified nation. If they were to ever conquer their common enemies, if they were to ever go forward with the great kingdom that God had planned for them, they had to have a right recognition of God's plan for them. May I say, I believe this is key in mine and your life, is in order for us to get right, to be right, to stay right, that we must have a right recognition for God's plan. Sometimes God's plan takes on positive things, oftentimes it takes on negative things. But to recognize, nevertheless, that God is in the details. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse number 2, the people said this. They said, "Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel." Well, looking back, everybody has 20/20 hindsight, but when the people looked back and saw, even during the time that Saul was king, it was David that was leading the armies. Of course, we know it was David that won the battle against the Philistine giant. We know that it was David who had a great wisdom about him, and he led the people, and he brought in the people. And of course, as a result of that, the people realized, rather than mourning, rather than going through a great deal of regret over their wrong choice, they began to recognize rather God's right choice, the right choice in King David. You know, we could play what if, we could spend the rest of our lives playing what if. Well, what if I'd only done this, or what if I'd only done that? Well, understand that for at least for a child of God, there are no such thing as accidents, and there are no such things as coincidences. The scripture teaches that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. It did not say all things are good, but scripture does say in the book of Romans chapter number 8 that all things work together for good to them who love God. Friend, what is it that's got you snake bit? What is it that's got you boogered? What is it that's holding you back? What is it about the past? What is it about your past? What is it about someone else's past? What is it that has kept you from being where you need to be and being right with God? Well, preacher, you just don't know what I've been through. Well, understand, man, God's got a plan. Sometimes God uses positive things, sometimes God uses negative things, but God has got a plan. And know this one thing, no power on heaven or earth, heaven and earth or under earth can thwart the final plan of God. Come to grips today that God's got a plan for your life, and be willing to be obedient in that, receive that, accept that, and go forward from where you are. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to be found faithful. Help us to have a right understanding of your will for our lives. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.